Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday. I'll try this again. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Monday, November 21st, 2022. I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you here from Midland, Michigan, where I live here on this week of Thanksgiving. It is now Thanksgiving week here. I can't believe it's already here. Man, the year flew quick. Like, it seems like every year, the year just flies quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker. Do you ever notice that, Victoria? With the exception of, like a week or so of 2020, like when they had announced the whole COVID thing, like, that first couple of weeks of that went by real slow. Very slow. But this year has zoomed by so quick. And and also, if you've been too much of anywhere, you'd probably see that in this country, you'd probably see that Christmas time is about to be underway too. I was at one of the malls in the southern part of the state where I live, down in the southeast part of the state of Michigan. I was at the big Great Lakes Crossing Indoor Outlet Mall. It almost felt like December in there. I was surprised. Because usually you would think it would be maybe just a touch busier than normal the weekend before Thanksgiving. Would you think just a touch maybe? But not like December. Not like December, though. And these days outside of like certain stores, like the hallways at Midland, the busiest time it gets is not even December anymore. It is a certain day in January, Kids Day. You've been on Kids Day before, right? As far as hallways go, even back in the day when you remember it being quite a bit better and busier in December, you would say it was still moderately less than Kids Day is. Or would you still say rather significantly less rather than moderate? At least, and you don't mean at most, you mean at least. Now, the parking lot you've still seen more in December, though. As in a way, I feel like for any mall, it should be. If not on Black Friday, maybe a day in December. Because I always say December is supposed to be the king. You know, but anyhow, there is no ignoring that the season is here, except for the person who's here with me right now, Victoria. Her boyfriend refuses to let her put up her Christmas stuff. Refuses. He won't let her do it before Thanksgiving. I don't know what's going on. And now the dogs chewed up the couch. In your mind, is that even more reason to put the Christmas stuff up? If a dog could, I'd make him put it up. Wouldn't you? Yep. That'd be part of his punishment, is that he'd have to put the stuff up. And decorate it. a certain way you want it. And so there's no ignoring it, of course. It's coming in precursor, but really it's more than that. There's more to it than just being a sign that the holiday season started, starting with Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then New Year's. Thanksgiving is the time to give thanks unto God, you know, for what we have, for what he's done, for what he's doing. And people try to say, you know, it's about giving thanks for whatever they have, period. Which in a way, like, the pagans try to mess with holidays that were designed as Christian holidays. What I mean by that is you'll see at Christmas, they make it be about a fat man in a suit and about that kind of thing, Santa Claus. Nothing necessarily wrong with Santa Claus. There was you'll hear more about that when the time comes, when the time comes for me to mention it. And then Easter, the big folklore with Easter is about a bunny. With St. Patrick's Day, it's about a leprechaun. With Thanksgiving, you know, they'll say it's about giving thanks, but they'll also say it's about a turkey. It's about a four-day weekend. It's about football. It's about, and I will say this, there's nothing wrong with football. If you're going to watch football game. And you listeners who listen to the show would probably, if you've listened to the show for long at all, you would know this. You would very well know this. And so that's just how it is about that. I'm not going to say. There's that. But ultimately, but these holidays that I talked about are meant to be Christian holidays. But the world, you know, there's things that they've stolen from us, ideas that they've kind of more or less taken from us. Like, it's not necessarily bad that they put up Christmas trees and things like that, that they celebrate Christmas, that they celebrate Thanksgiving. But it's a good thing to tell people, you know, what Thanksgiving is really about. And it's about giving thanks for the crop. I mean, ultimately, not, I don't know necessarily about the crop, but it's about giving thanks, you know, to God for, I always try to, at least once in a while, share part of my testimony as part of, on the program and about what God has done for me. Over my life. And it's been amazing the times that he's been there to help me when I've needed it. And And it's nothing that, you know, I take lightly at all. I don't take it lightly. And it's, and I thank God for everything he's done. I thank God for everything that he has showed me in my life. And I think of when we were little, me and my brother were little, for many years, my mom was a single mother raising two boys. And for a while there, we had to go to Ann Arbor a lot. There'd be times that someone would be at a certain gas stations to, and they would give money to my mom to for gas and what have you. And obviously, I don't think that was by accident. That was by God. And I've always trusted in him through my whole life that I've been able to trust. I've always trusted in him and known that he had me. And he's always come through. Whenever I would need the answer, he would be there to help me. And so it's a good idea this week to share your testimony whenever you get chances to. And I pray that your relatives are born again. If they're not, that they would get born again, that you'd be able to lead them to Christ. Now, in my family, when I was little, all my uncles were preachers. On my mom's side, all my uncles were preachers. Uncle Dale and Uncle Jerry, all preachers. And not everybody gets that. What I mean is not everybody gets to have that. Uncle Jerry still preaches now. And Uncle Dale. And, you know, whenever he gets to do it, he does. And so everybody's testimony is going to be different. You have people who were not brought up in a Christian home. Later in their life, they find God. I mean, they get told about God and they give their life to Jesus. And then they live for him. I misspoke when I said I found God, because you didn't find God. He was never lost. Some of you could be driving in your car and almost look lost because you're always looking at your GPS to get you to take you. Do you know of some people who always use their GPS on their phone even in their own town? Do you know of anybody who does that, Victoria, or no? Do you know of anyone who always has their GPS on when they're in town? Even if they live on a main road, you're doing, like if you're doing DoorDash or something, maybe or Uber Eats, or if you're one of these delivery drivers who deliver food, and maybe even if they live on a main road, you want, might want to make sure that you go to the correct house, because if you go to the wrong house, some, you know, someone might go to the door and be like, I did not order food. What are you doing here? Some neighbors will do that too, won't they, Victoria? Some neighbors will do that, won't they? Some neighbors will do that. They'll be like, I did not order food. What are you doing here? So, but that whole thing about, but anyhow, some people say, I found the Lord. Well, he was never lost. He found you. He found you. So whether you gave your life to Jesus at an extremely young age, like me, or maybe you found him as an older child, or maybe as an adult. The best testimony is one where someone stayed with God. And some people's testimony will be like, well, I got saved when I was a little boy, little girl, ran off into the world, going to church, maybe even got into drinking, maybe even got into some other things, and then later on rededicate your life. But folks, it's not permissible to start in light and end up in darkness. It's very bad to do that. You're going to be in darkness at all. I'm just kind of sharing for a couple minutes. You know, just trying to help you. As some people might say it sometimes, sitting by the fire. Fireside chats. Oh, yeah, there was a former president of the United States. There was a president of the United States that used to do that, those fireside chats. But well, praise God. Hey, there's a couple quick things that I want to remind you of. First of all, that is, after Thanksgiving, I'll be doing Christmas songs every show. Between Thanksgiving and the 26th of December, 26th or 27th of December, something like that, I'll be doing Christmas music every show. Both the spiritual ones as well as the ones you all know. Maybe even a few you haven't heard in a while or before or ever. Going to be great. I always enjoy doing Christmas stuff on this program. At Christmas time, I always enjoy it. It's one of the things forward to from year one. And hey, bonus, the show did start on July 25th of 2017. So even that was Christmas in July. Maybe that was a sign. I don't know. Just take it for what it's worth. what's next week, and it'll be great. And of course, the last 2 weeks leading up into Christmas, those 2 weeks we'll be teaching on Christmas, and discussing, you know, where did some of the different traditions like Santa Claus and Christmas tree and stuff like that, where did that all come from anyways? And so that's a great thing. Question. Then you'll be able to tell them. You know, here's where the candy cane came from. What have you? All right. Now, next thing I want to tell you about is about the book Rivers of Miracle. Rivers of Miracles, it's the story of my life. My testimony is in there. And I know that I will receive the rest of my healing. It will be manifest. I know so. I believe the Word of God. And I know His promises are yes and amen. Not maybe and I guess. It's yes and amen. And you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how you can get your hand on the book. First thing I want to tell you about is about PayPal. And I want to remind you of something. Every time you sow a seed into the Miracle Man program, I pray over the seed. And I put it to good use. Yes, I do. I don't just waste it. No way, I'm not about that. And so, online to PayPal.com to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And you can be blessed when you do that, when you sow your seed. And when you get on the website, PayPal, what you will want to type in the search bar is Rivers Shukla, which is my name. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and then the last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla? Both of those are capitalized. So please, if you would kindly, just make a note of that. And so I'm going to sing a couple songs. And then get into summer, winter, seed time and harvest. Morning. mercies I see. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, your mercies I see. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. You have me at thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Summer, winter, seed time and harvest,
to God be the glory.
glory to God. Be the glory to God. Be the glory for the sins He has done. And with His power He has raised me. With His power He has saved me. To God be the glory for the things He has done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Hidden glory in creation, now revealed in You, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this, the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. Jesus, You brought heaven down. My sin was great, Your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a powerful name, what a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. Wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold You. A veil tore before You. Silence the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of Your glory. For You are raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, You reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, You reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. King. What a powerful name. I think I'm standing against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Hello? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for who you are to us, for what you are to us. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in us right now. You are wonderful. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are beautiful. Thank you, Master, for this giving of thanks, that we would be thankful to you. That we would always be thankful to you, but including this time of thanksgiving unto you, that we would realize what this week is all about and what it means. And thank you that these listeners will have ears ready to hear this word, and that they'll be able, that they will put this word tonight into practice and not just be a hearer. Thank you that you meet every need represented on this program tonight. Whatever the needs are, I thank you that you're meeting them. You know what these listeners have need of right now. And I thank you that you're meeting those needs right here, right now. In Jesus' matchless name. Now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great plus name. Amen and amen. Go with me to Proverbs 29. Amen, and we'll continue in Proverbs tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. A man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father. Companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. To justice, a king gives a country stability, but one who is greedy tears it down. Whoever flatters his neighbor is spreading a net for his feet. An evil man is snared by his own sin, but a righteous one can sing and be glad. The righteous care about justice, for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. Mockers stir up a city, but wise men turn away anger. If a wise man goes to court with a fool, the fool rages and scoffs. There is no peace. With integrity and seek to kill the upright. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. If a ruler listens to lies, all of his officials become wicked. The poor man and the oppressor with fairness, his throne will always be secure. The rod of corruption imparts wisdom. When the wicked thrives, so does sin. But the righteous will see their downfall. Discipline your son, and he will give you no relation. The people cast off restraint. Blessed is he who keeps the law. A servant cannot be corrected by mere words, though he understands. He will not respond. Do you see a man who speaks in haste? He will bring grief in the end. An angry man stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered one commits many sins. A man's pride brings him low, but a man of lowly spirit gains honor. The accomplice of a thief is his own enemy. He is put under oath and dare not testify. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Many seek an audience of a ruler, but it's from the Lord that man gets justice. Detest the dishonest. The wicked detest the upright. The sayings of Agur, son of Yez, and declared by Israel. I am the most ignorant of men. I do not have a man's understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor have thy knowledge of the Holy One, who has gone up to heaven and come down, who has gathered up the wind in the hollow with his hands, who has wrapped up the waters in his cloak, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name? In the name of his son. Tell me if you know. The word of God, he is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and will prove you a liar. Two things I ask of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither. Otherwise, I may have too much. and disown you and say,
who is the Lord?
Or I may become poor and may steal, dishonor the name of my God. Do not slander a servant by his master, or he will curse you. And you will pay for it. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. Those who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not, their filth. Those whose eyes are ever so haughty, their glances are so painful. Those whose teeth are to devour the poor from the earth, the needy from among mankind. Elias has two daughters. Give, give, they cry. There are three things that are never satisfied. Four that neither say is never satisfied with water and fire, which never says enough. The eye that mocks a father, that scorns obedience to a mother, will be picked out by the ravens of the valley. There are three things that are too amazing for me. Four that I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a sheep on the high seas, and the way of a man with a maiden. This is the way an adulteress, she eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done nothing wrong. Under three things, the earth crumbles. Under four, it cannot bear up. A servant who becomes king, a fool, loved woman who was married, and a maid servant who displaces her mistress. Four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks. A lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in kings. There are three things that are stately in their stripe. Four, a lion, mighty among bones, who retreats before nothing. A strutting rooster, a hen goat, and a king with his army around him. So, what you see here is God always has a way of trying to get people's attention. Basically saying, obey. You know, don't be a fool. You know, don't be unwise. Don't be, you know, and there are those where he says, you know, for this person, there is more hope for a fool. Because someone who's a fool can stop being a fool. Here and there has done something that's foolish. But that doesn't mean that God wants us to be a fool by any means. But part of that could be being a fool, could be, you know, being, you know, not good in the eyes of God, would be to be ungrateful. Enough is never enough. If you do that, that's being unthankful. And I don't know about you, but if I were you, I would not come before God whining. If you would not go to your parents and whine, why would you come before God and whine? Whine about your problems. Whining about, I wish, I wish, I wish. I wish I was born in a different part of town. I wish I was. Some things about you, you can't fix. God made you in his likeness. He made you in his likeness. He made you. And people, you know, sometimes me and my parents, you know, over the years, or me and my mom when I was little, me and my mom and my brother, we would go back and forth saying what we were thankful for. When I was little, I would say things like, you know, I'm thankful for my house and thankful that we have a car to ride in and things like that. There's people who don't have that. And so that's great to be thankful for those kind of things. But what about being thankful to be saved? Thankful to be born again? To know, thankful that you know that you're going to heaven? Thankful that Jesus died on the cross for our sins so that we don't have to kill an animal just to talk to God. Because some of us, we would have to do so many sin offerings, drink offerings, fellowship offerings, fat offerings, and all the different kinds of offerings just to be able to talk to God. But under the covenant we have with Jesus, we don't have to do that. We can just talk to him. And if we've sinned, ask him to forgive us. And he could have, you know, Jesus could have left us on our own. Just left us alone. And let us just rot. But he didn't. And he's faithful to us. makes a way. When it seems like we don't have a way, he makes one for us. Always. He's always come through. And I don't see a reason to believe that he won't come through. Because I know he will come through. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. And I know that it's the Lord that my help comes from, not from another man, but from the Lord. And I know that I can just keep on trusting him. You know, just keep on coming through. God, give me that. Well, thank him for what he's already done and for what he's going to do and for what he is doing. Instead of all these give me prayers. Because I don't know about you, but I don't do the give me prayers. Enemy, sickness, disease, whatever. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Yes. It works every time. Yes, it does. I said earlier, this week, when you are gathered around the table to eat the turkey, potatoes, you know, and whatever else you have at Thanksgiving, it wouldn't hurt to testify for a couple minutes about what the Lord has done. You don't have to do a 30-minute, 40-minute, 50-minute hour testimony. Possibly by then your food would be frozen. No, just take a couple minutes and testify about what the Lord's done for you. And take a moment to make sure that your relatives are born again and they're going to heaven. I don't know about you, but I plan on my relatives going to heaven with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, for this word tonight. Thank you that we would be thankful to you. We would be grateful that we would always have a thankful heart, a grateful heart, knowing that you are with us, thankful for what we do have. And I thank you that we would be doers of your word and not hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. All right. Now, in terms of sports, I want to thank you for, no, excuse me, in high school football, Dexter falls to Grand Rapids, Forest Hills Central, 27-21, double overtime. Dexter ends its season at 12-1. Forest Hills Central keeps their undefeated season alive as they go to Ford Field to play Warren D. LaSalle team that has one loss. Division One, Clarkston, fell to Caledonia 21-0. So Caledonia, it's their first trip to Ford Field in years. In addition, this is their first year being a Division One school. And so, college football. Tigan beat Illinois barely, 19-17. Blake Quam went out right near the end of the first half with an injury. He came back in for a little bit of the second half, but he didn't last all that long. That team to the south, Maryland 44-30. That's 43-30. It was 33-30 at one point, but then they got a field goal to make it 36-30. Then put up another touchdown on a pick six, making it 43-30. And that was their score. Now, Michigan was at the Big House. The team to the south was on the road. And I will say this. Michigan going into Columbus this weekend must play perfect in order to win. Just about perfect in order to win. The accuracy on the part of the Michigan's quarterback has that it's suffered of late. And if his accuracy is not so good during the against that team to the south, and if Blake's not in, that could cause trouble too. At this point, if we're healthy and our quarterback's accurate, I think we could have a shot. If not, then I think it could be a long day for Michigan. Michigan State, who had been on a little bit of a roll in overtime. Tennessee lost to a South Carolina team in Knoxville that put up over 60 points, 63-38. Tennessee was ranked number three. Georgia is still number one. Team to the south, two. Us, three. TCU, four. All of the top four teams were tested this week. All of them. Which in my mind means it's rather competitive. That's the way I see it. That's the way I feel about it. I don't know yet. I will pick the Michigan versus that team to the south game. I'm going to do something different. There's going to be scenario A and scenario B. A is we get Blake Corum back. And we have more accurate. B is no Corum, but hopefully the quarterback healthy. I might just do one. You'll have to wait and see. I'm thinking about it. Number two versus number three in Columbus, Saturday. And so, Lions, NFL. Lions, nice win. 31-18 over the Giants. Giants were 7-2. Now they're 7-3. Stakes in one of the games that was super close. They are second place in their division, though, behind only the Vikes, which are a few games ahead of us. Bulls beat the Browns 30-16 in a game that was moved to Detroit due to the big, huge snowstorm that dumped nearly 6 feet on Buffalo snow. And a good friend of mine went to that game. Tickets had sold out. I was wondering if it was just a bunch of robots that bought a ton of the tickets, or if it was real. Apparently it was real. Sold out. Must be a lot of Bills fans in Michigan. Or maybe a bunch of them snuck over to places in New York State or Pennsylvania or something, maybe that didn't get the 2 feet, the 6 feet of snow. Because I'm not sure how you'd be able to escape 6 feet of snow. The Vikings. We did gain a game on the Vikings because the Vikings fell to the Cowboys 40-3 at home. Now on Thanksgiving, the Lions play the Bills. Another prediction that I will make tomorrow. All right, folks. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.